Okay, so welcome back. We can't talk about metaphysics without talking about grace. Metaphysics is a way for us to understand how our mind connects with God's mind, how the energy of spirit flows into a physical world. Into a physical man, into a physical reality. How does the energy of spirit, which is non-physical, flow into that realm? Well, metaphysics attempts to explain that. It's like physical science deals with what can be measured. Quantum science, quantum physics, quantum theory deals with what can be conceptualized by the guys who've been doing lots of measuring. Grace, the experience of grace, is an actual experience, which is an experience of grace which can all at once enlighten you, illuminate you, so you understand these matters of metaphysics, and they are quite basic for me. Metaphysics has always been quite an obvious and basic thing because I wasn't, evolving in my understanding of life. I was enlightened. I had an experience being struck by the lightning of love, of God's love, of nature's love, and of woman's love. So my illumination comes from being struck by lightning. And then, of course, I've rounded myself out and fortified and consolidated and built a foundation around myself with things like the Tao Te Ching and all the other scripture that I've studied and absorbed. But the main thing is the experience of grace. So I want to discuss this with you. In a language of metaphysics, so we're using a language of structure to understand a transcendental experience. That's what we're going to try and do here. So your heart and soul, as we've already discussed in the videos, is the only thing you need. Your heart and your soul and your imagination, really, which is part of your soul, so we can say your heart and your soul are literally the most powerful resource you have. It's the most powerful instrument we have, and we can destroy ourselves or we can glorify ourselves. And it's a choice. And if you're listening to this, which obviously you are, you now know that there is a choice. And if you decide not to make the choice, knowing that there is a choice, if you decide not to make the right choice, the good choice, the positive choice, the choice that's going to lead you into a more genuine experience of the ultimate you, then you're going to regret that one day. Because the ignorant pigs that are just, wallowing around in the shit, and they're happy in there, genuinely content because they were born in the shit, they've lived in the shit, and they still live in the shit, and that's home. So all your homeboys, they're okay because they might be in integrity and authenticity and genuineness with themselves because they don't know. They don't know there's a choice. So here it is. Your heart and your soul is the direct connection to God. In order to get into your heart and soul, you need to breathe. Get hold of your breath and get hold of your mind. Get hold of your breath, get hold of your mind, breathe and squeeze and focus your mind. Breathe and squeeze and focus your mind in deepening relaxation. And if you're uptight, which most of us are, and we're running on adrenaline and cortisol because we're traumatized, which most of us are, then you need to do the breathing in the woman's section on emotional wellness, balancing homeostasis, and do the alternate nostril breathing technique. And what that will do is disengage your sympathetic dominant nervous system. What does that mean? It means that your sympathetic side of your central nervous system is the side that revs you up. And when we're traumatized, it gets stuck on. So you stay revved up. What does that mean? It means that your glands are pumping cortisol and adrenaline into your bloodstream. What does that mean? That means you're on edge. You feel anxious, a little nervous, and a little speedy. You compound that with dietary choices like caffeine and sugar and alcohol or whatnot. Chemicals. You compound that with a lifestyle that stresses you out. Work, traffic, people, drama, news, etc., etc. So what we need to do is immediately arrest the most powerful mechanism in the body we have, and that is the breath-mind connection, and switch it over into the parasympathetic, calming, cooling, feminine central nervous system. Switch it over, and you can do that very quickly with just those three breaths, the alternate nostril breaths. And when you feel your central nervous system has let go, is declenched, it's not gripping anymore, you feel it. And just do those three breaths. When you do it right, if you do an alternate nostril breathing, just one breath pretty much drops you straight in. Now, the presence of God, or whatever you want to call it, it's here eternally. You're the thing that blips in and out for a fragment of a millisecond in eternity. You just blip on the screen for a fragment of that, but God's here all the time, eternally, ever present. It's the presence itself, you see. This is what we're talking about. We're just talking about seamlessly being the presence of life, or one with the presence of life. That's all it is. So you breathe, you relax your central nervous system, and then you can drop into your heart. And that what that means is you literally focus your concentration and lower your focal center into your heart. Or, in the case of many men, you might want to raise your focal center from your penis or your balls into your heart. And focus, and it's very helpful to put your hands together in front of your heart, as I demonstrate over and over and over. Put your hands together in front of your heart, in prayer position. That totally locks your heart cables, the cables that run through your heart, down your arms and out your hands. Totally locks them. And that feels good. You breathe and you focus in your heart into a point of light. Now, this is what we call becoming soul conscious. The reason we need to become soul conscious is because the soul is the lens through which we focus spirit. The soul is the lens through which we focus spirit. Now remember this, it's very important for you. Now, this center, this focal point, it's a metaphysical point. That means it doesn't have a physical space. You can't point to it and say it's there. One could also say that it can be in multiple places or spaces at the same time. Nevertheless, you need to be focused in a focal point of awareness deep within you, breathing softly and gently, and because it's metaphysical, it's outside of the realms of the mind. It's outside of the realms of the mind. The mind is just a little thing full of programs and memories. It's very useful, but it's like a little tool. And it's not the tool for connecting spiritually with the power of God. But it points us in the right direction or the wrong direction. Birds are very excited about what I just said. So the mind points us in one direction or another. So we have to decide what direction do we want our minds to be pointed in.